It's the Rundown Thursday. It's brought to you by Body Armor, as always. Whoa. Cheers, boys. Don't try to spill it all over yourself. Oh, that's why you spill it. You just fucking like deep throat it, man. Go, baby, go. Chug, chug. Mike Trout drinks this. Mike Trout has been in the center of controversy, let's call it, talking about his Q rating. We're going to get into it in the Rundown and all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you this. Mike Trout drinks Body Armor, and he fucking hits baseballs. Mm-hmm. And that's what he does. Mm-hmm. And if he's not cool, and he's not funny, or personable, or marketable, I don't know. Who fucking cares? He's the best baseball player of all time. Maybe he's just not that interesting. We'll deep dive into all that in the Rundown. But I just got to say, yes. He drinks a Body Armor, and he plays like Mickey Mantle.
To ask any more of him
is fucking annoying.
Rob Manfred, don't say that Mike Trout doesn't do endorsements. He does. Mm-hmm. Body Armor. Mm-hmm. In your face. Rob Manfred.
Maybe it's just that he picks the most high quality ones.
Yeah.
Ever think of that, Rob Manfred? Maybe you should just get down with Body Armor like we are.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah.
He's maybe like, it should be the official drink of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, he's like Federer.
It's your problem.
He does like Rolex.
Exactly.
Jaguar, whatever. Body Armor.
Done. Maybe he's just exclusive. He doesn't want to whore himself out. Mm-hmm. He only works with the best.
Yes.
Barstool Sports, Mike Trout, Body Armor. Get behind it. Octo Orange, strawberry, mango, banana.
I'm Octo Orange.
Banana, watermelon, coconut?
Octo Orange, yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into it. James Garoppolo. He's Patriot. Fucking porn stars.
I just called him the Patriots. The Patriots fleeced him. Patriots fleeced the 49ers.
If you're a 49er fan, do you like to see this or not?
No. No, like, you cannot like seeing this.
Well, like coming from, like, here's the thing, like, idiot Jets fan, I'm kind of like, it's cool he's fucking a porn star. Super Bowl, like, winning Patriots fan is like, you don't want this.
I'm not on my high horse. Tom Brady used to fuck Tara Reid. Like, it was.
Ooh, people forget that.
Yeah. People forget.
When she was like a
party animal. No, it was her American Pie days. Yeah. It was before she got really bad.
Tony Romo, Jessica Simpson. Well, Jessica Simpson.
But this, the thing is.
The best back in the day.
I love porn stars.
Who is this one, by the way? I actually.
Kira.
I genuinely didn't know her. I saw the picture. I saw Rhea tweeted it with the Instagram story of, you know what time it is when you put the scrunchie in your hair and you say lay down, whatever. And I saw her and I was just like, Jimmy, you're a fucking $100 million quarterback and you're the best looking guy on the planet. You need to step your game up. I genuinely didn't know who she was. A lot of people tweeted me like, oh yeah, sure you don't know her, bro. I quickly put two and two together. It's a porn star. She's not hot enough for Jimmy G, but there is a novelty with fucking a porn star.
The novelty just wears off. Dude, if you
he's not marrying her.
You want to get you're walking into fucking Nobu or whatever goddamn restaurant they went to holding hands. That's too much.
I don't have a problem with this.
I don't have a problem with it. Like
Kevin said, if they're getting married, it's like, okay, what's going on?
It's a little much. It is much. I know what you're saying. Like if you just
they're literally arm in arm.
If you got caught walking out of a hotel room, like
that's
fine.
Different.
Like you were just smashing that girl. If you're on a date, it's like I'm with her publicly with the porn star. It is a little bit much, but it's somewhere in between where you don't need to press the panic button.
I don't know, man. If you were like, hey, you're like super rich and you can like fuck your favorite porn stars, I think that's pretty cool.
I'd fuck them, yeah. Come to the hotel.
That's what Drake does, right?
Yeah, doesn't Drake do that?
Drake fucks porn stars, yeah.
Yeah.
You never did.
Maybe.
Did you see them out to dinner
that's
holding
the thing.
Hands?
You don't need to take porn stars to dinner.
Why not? Be a gentleman.
You can have dinner in the hotel room.
It's part of the chase. My chest out being like, look at me. I got a little Kira Miara, whatever her name is, on my side here.
What porn star would you be like, I'll take you to dinner, babe?
I mean, there are a lot, but I'm not Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, I'd say you're Jimmy G. What's the level of porn star that you're like?
I'd take Shiloh Styles, rest in peace, in her prime.
Tori Black.
Rest in peace.
Tori Black can get dinner whenever.
Yeah. August Ames, also.
August Ames, all right. You're just
taking all the dead girls.
Dan wants to go to dinner with ghosts.
That just happened. That wasn't a plan.
Did you go to dinner with Lana Rhodes? We'll throw Asa Akira out. I mean, we've gone to dinner with Asa.
Yeah. I don't know. She's a little wacky for me.
Would you go to dinner with Heather Brooke?
Yeah, but that wouldn't even be a sexual
thing.
Wait,
what about your girl?
I'd fucking marry Heather Brooke.
I just want to talk to you.
Just explain to me.
Christy Mack.
Oh, I'd say Christy Mack out for sure. Yeah. Love Christy.
Yeah, I mean, built her a Lego car.
Christy's a sweetheart, yeah.
So, maybe Kaya Maria or whatever is his one.
What about Madison Ivy? She's back.
Dan always subtly brings up Madison Ivy.
She's back.
For like 7 years.
Well, it's fucked up that she got hit by a car, dude. She got hit by a car in her prime. Like, people still talk about fucking what would happen with Grant Hill's career.
She's what's his name? The boxer from Providence. They just Dude, did. They
it's
just,
the all-time. It's like Marcus Dupree's 30 for 30. Yeah. What could have been?
Vinny Pazienzo.
Best that never was.
Got hit by a fucking. It came back swinging, baby.
The best that never was.
It's a very good hypothetical.
Naomi Russell getting AIDS was like that's a Len Bias of porn. I mean, she might be dead by now. We don't know. She's gone.
Well, that was Carmella Bing got AIDS too, right? Oh, you're gonna YP trying that ass.
YP's lingering.
Yo, did Carmella Bing get AIDS?
Shut up. Yes, you know.
You know.
There needs to be a website like dididthispornstargetaids.com. Yeah. And it's just like yes or no. It just pumps it out.
There
for
aren't
you.
Too many of them. They're all just rumors, but I mean they do.
They actually do a very good job. They think it's practice safe sex.
They're usually the cleanest people out there, except for the ones
that
get
AIDS. Yeah, safer than we are, for sure.
Definitely.
No problem with Jimmy G doing this.
Bottom line,
I don't have
a half a problem.
No problem.
In my heart of hearts, do I have a real problem with it? No.
I think
would I be upset if my quarterback Tom Brady was doing it? I would say yes. But it's a different thing. He had his Tara Reid phase before social media was a thing.
You know what needs to happen? Like Jimmy G,
which
needs,
is wild.
Jimmy G needs a few more dubs under his belt, then you can do whatever you want. Right now, it's like, okay, you can do that, but you better.
And also, you gotta just like you know what I have a problem with? The fact that he didn't tell her, yo, we can't be on social. Like, if he got TMZ pics, that's one thing.
I don't know. Her Instagram story about the scrunchie was fucking awesome.
Yeah, but he wasn't in that picture.
He's in the picture. He was like, I'm about to suck his dick. Like,
yeah, but he
didn't know who it was. The pictures are like paparazzi.
I went through the Instagram.
You don't one or the other.
Oh, I got it. So it's like, we're going to get paparazzi, then you can't have suck dick
or
pictures.
Or you can have, I'm going to suck this guy's dick without a picture of Jimmy G.
She didn't say she was going to suck his dick. She said she put her scrunchie on her hair.
But he's saying that if we're going to be in public, there's going to be pictures, then there's going to be a sucking dick post.
Yes.
It's got to either
maybe
be private and you can suck my dick
maybe
on Instagram.
Maybe it was hot. Maybe
or
she
you
was
can
hot.
Suck my dick on Instagram.
There's a heat wave in LA. She was trying to get her hair off her shoulders.
I don't think that's what it was.
Probably not. Tiger. Well, first of all, SeatGeek. SeatGeek. You want to go watch Jimmy G play this year? Go to SeatGeek. You can get all the tickets for your favorite sporting events, your favorite comedians, your favorite bands, your favorite theater, your favorite comedians, all that on SeatGeek. It has all of the tickets for the live events in an easy-to-read chart. You know exactly how much the original owner is charging. So they might be gouging the price up. They might be trying to unload them at a cheap price. You know, because you'll have full transparency. It's also fully guaranteed, so you're not going to be the sucker who buys some tickets on a date and he ends up buzzing the thing and the guy says it's fraudulent and someone else is already in there. You're not going to be an asshole. You're going to save all your money and you get $10 off when you use the promo code RUNDOWN. Go to
SeatGeek.
I had
that happen to me once, by the way.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Super embarrassing.
You got the little printout tickets, like beep. Nope, dude. You and your date can go across the street to the bar because now your night's ruined.
Went across to the Harp and just watched the Harp.
Don't have your date ruined. Go to SeatGeek. Promo code RUNDOWN. $10 off your first purchase. Tiger set the world on fire with tape on his neck. That
Tiger's
is
back.
How you know you're fucking famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're a next level athlete. Like, he's got tape on his neck. Like that no one else people care about.
That was weird.
Yeah, it's all weird.
Because like the KT tape, when we were first introduced to it at the Olympics, what? Two Olympics ago? Three Olympics ago? When it was like prevalent, everyone was wearing it.
I was going to ask, is this just like, you know, basketball players usually have it on their it's the same shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bigger problem
here
is,
it's been around for a while. Why was
that? That's
why
I didn't
thought it was something new or something.
Yeah. How is Tiger still like getting like neck aches from sleeping? How are you not flying in a bed? Like you're so rich. You should be, I mean, need, as a Tiger guy myself, I need Tiger to be comfortable at all times.
Listen, I've had my fusion. I sleep on the best Lisa mattress in the world. I still get aches and pains. Father Time, bro. Nobody can escape Father Time.
But he's back. He's playing well.
Is he?
Yeah.
What tournament is this?
Right
now,
for birdie.
How about him rocking the blue?
This is for par.
For par. This is for par.
Is this important?
Yeah. Every putt's important.
Nah, dickhead. The tournament is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. It's the British Open.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize it was this weekend. Yeah, heard of it. Heard of the British Open. Didn't realize it was this weekend.
Oh, he's actually not doing so well anymore. Fuck. Never mind.
I mean, you think he's going to win the British Open or something?
Frankie, you back me up here. Of course he's going to win the British Open.
You're jumping on this Tiger thing.
I've been on it.
No.
I trolled myself into being a Tiger fan.
I'm not going to get trolled into this.
No, I get...
You're getting so hard you convince yourself.
Yes,
but I
get excited.
You're not a Tiger
guy. No, I got excited this morning. I was like, Tiger... Like, the first thing I thought of when I woke up was like, Tiger.
Liar. You are a liar.
No, I'm not.
You are a liar.
Tiger.
Deep down in your heart, you're
Tiger.
Not a Tiger guy.
No, yes, I am. I want to win.
I'm definitely a Tiger guy. Not to the extent of Dan,
you think about him all the time?
I'm like a...
You guys
I'm like a Riggs-Trent Tiger guy. A little less than Dan.
Yeah.
You fucking trolls. I was like, wait, what? I was like, wait, no, they're bigger. Oh, okay, I got it. All right, we got to do a little New York City housekeeping here. WFAN is getting hit with a $5 million lawsuit. And at the center of these allegations is my man, Joe B., Joe Beningo.
Refresh my memory. Joe Beningo, you the guys, fake Francesa
yes,
voice?
Yes, you guys will know him as, like, when you first came to New York, you were listening to the Midday Show being like, Francesa really does just talk about whatever he wants. That's actually Joe B. He's got the same type of voice. So Joe B. was a caller. Went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Became like an everyday host.
Yeah. Shout out to them. They got radio spots all the way up in like Massachusetts.
And he's always the guy. Like, yo, he has, I mean, it's a prominent show. It's the show before Mike. Well, now it's the Midday Show. And he's been doing it forever. Bro. That's like his thing. He says bro 50,000 times. Yeah. He's a little bit.
Quite a thing.
Literally says it a billion times.
Says bro a lot.
How about that?
All right.
How about that? The only time I ever tune
in, I'm on the Joe B. Show tomorrow. The
only
no time doubt.
I remember listening to him, they went for like 20 minutes about how the weather was different at Citi Field than it was in Manhattan. They're like, was it raining there? Like, oh, it was raining here.
You want a hook? You want to really know? He makes me look like an optimistic fan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because he's been around. So he's like, I don't know, 60 or something. So he's like seen all of it. And he's just, the pain, like, all the pain.
I can't believe he's not fat,
he says, from your lips to God's ears.
Joe B., the guy who yells bro all the time, is not fat?
Yeah. Let me show you. He's like this.
I was shocked when I saw this picture. I was like, who is this guy?
He's skinny and you got a picture? Yeah. He's skinny and he kind of looks like, you know, grease. He seems like a used car salesman kind of. Yeah. I love you, Joe, but you know, that's the. So let me explain these allegations.
He's got a look.
Let me explain these allegations, and I'm saying this with I do believe these are actually not true, is from what like I'm hearing. But the allegations are that he went up to this chick who used to work there from 2006 till like this year. She's been fired. Now on the way out, she's dragging people. She says that Joe B. used to show her pictures of his wife and hookers. And say he wanted to have a threesome, like a foursome with all of them. Hmm. So apparently he was always whispering in her ears, propositioning her for threesomes with a hooker and or his wife. And as I understand it, like this chick is like, nobody likes her. She used to like show up at party. Again, these might be allegations too. So none of this is confirmed. She would be at parties drunk. She was like dating or hooking up with another coworker. They would cause a scene. Then she gets fired. Now she's dragging people. I'm hearing this is not true. So I hope they're not true because Joe B. is my guy. Joe and Evan is a great show. But if WFAN, I mean, they had Carton. If Carton was gone, Mike was gone, and then Joe B. got hit with this and these are true and he had to retire, the station would like, I don't know
what
would happen.
That's tough. Based on nothing but the Google images I just saw, did it.
Well, he's definitely a threesome guy with.
See, that's the thing. I can see Joe cut from, you know, the old guard cloth where he's maybe like talking with female coworkers a little bit, maybe inappropriately or this or that. I don't know if he's like, hey, bro, you want to have sex with me and a hooker? I just don't think it happened.
Come on. You call him a used car salesman. No, does that kind of shit?
He said he looks.
Yeah. But that look is what he.
No,
has.
No.
He has the look.
So what is WFAN doing? Do they suspend him?
Well, also perhaps like, strangely, he's on vacation right now.
Interesting.
So maybe that's true. Maybe he's on vacation. Maybe they knew this was coming
they
down.
They knew it was coming.
So we'll see.
I think if I want to put the pieces together here, they knew it was coming. They believe it. He's out.
I also say his co-host Evan. Evan Roberts is like young dude, good guy. He won like one of those contests, like be a radio host for a day,
shit.
And he parlayed it into like a career. So it's like the caller and the contest winner together. I don't think he would like be doing a show with like a guy who was, I don't know. It'd be like if I knew you were like a fucking scumbag, I don't think I would do my show with you anymore.
Well, I just say it.
Yeah. Actually, you are a scumbag. And that's why we have a show. So I take that all back. That's why we're successful.
What's the, how many people has he been alleged? Was it a foursome, a threesome?
Well, I'm just saying it was the girl he works with, and then it was supposed to be his wife and a hooker. And so that's,
oh, wow.
You know, that's
Joe
four.
B. That's too much to handle.
I'm surprised at his age he can do it.
But again, he's got the look of a guy who thinks he can fucking please four women.
Well, yeah, three women all
you can't.
I won't take
Jesus
this slander.
Christ, Joe, B.
Joe B., I got your back. Fuck these guys.
How you do a radio show and that?
Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
I need a nap for a
that's
week.
That's a lot of work, man.
Dude, it's also crazy just to have, like, that sense of self-confidence, I suppose, where you're going up to women and I won't go talk to a woman.
Yo, and, yeah. and like,
I won't say go say hi. For he's the, like, you want to go fuck my wife and hookers?
He's yeah, like out there
that,
playing.
That, you need to be like Brad Pitt. Like, you're going to go right. fuck like Angelina and a hooker with right. me to like pull that off. An also, average guy?
Also yeah. going up, yeah, like.
No thanks, Dracula. There's already two pieces.
Like, he's like yeah, out there yeah. playing.
He does, like, he does have a Dracula look yeah. to him.
McDonald's Monopoly being like, all I need is this last piece. Come on, are you yeah. in? Like, we got these two pieces. Let's do it. Like, who does that? That's a wild. Ooh, that's a wild move. The Joe B is a wild
we'll
guy.
Wait
wild
for
and crazy
the,
guy.
The truth to come out. I think my man's going to be vindicated. I hope he is. Second half of the rundown is brought to you by Burst eLiquid. Go to vapeburst.com. You get 25% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code rundown. Burst eLiquid is an award-winning premium e-liquid line with 14 different flavors to make you kiss cigarettes goodbye. If you're still smoking cigarettes... Yeah. You have to be, I would say, 60 years old to yeah. still smoke cigarettes
or
and
like
need to
European,
be like
yeah.
okay with that. Yeah. yeah. Otherwise, you need to be vaping.
I was gonna say when I was in Europe, I was smoking. Mm-hmm. I was ripping cigs.
Yeah. If you're within America and you're under the age of 60, go to vapeburst.com. Get one of those 14 flavors. Get 25% off when you use the code Rundown. Get your free shipping. They also have a contest where if you make any purchase on vapeburst.com, you'll be entered to win an all expenses paid trip to any regular season football game this year. Contest ends August 12th. Winner announced August 18th. U.S. residents only. You got to be of age to smoke, to vape. So go to vapeburst.com, buy it, use the promo code, get entered to win, and you can go see a football game anywhere you want this season. To baseball. Mike Trout, his Q rating, which is, that's like faker than war. It's like the most made up thing
it's
in the
like,
world.
It's like clout. Remember when clout was
yes,
big?
Yes.
With a K?
Yes.
That was
it
like,
is like that.
I remember like refreshing my clout all the time. They're like, oh, look at it. I'm up to 62.
When I would have a big day and like it wouldn't go anywhere or it would go down, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Thank God they got rid of that because that was like the most vain social media thing I've ever been a part of.
Because there was no way for they even like share it. It was just you and a computer.
But how great was it when like if someone had more followers than you, but you had a higher clout?
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah. I remember
I moved the needle, bro.
I had more clout than Frankie Muniz, and I was like so pumped. I was like, fucking Malcolm in the Middle, suck my dick.
I'm pretty sure we were like comparable to Dave or something. Like it was close, even though he had a lot more followers. I was like, come on, see, we're more important. But. I guess as long as it's all relative, the Q rating matters, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like you can use it as a barometer. He has the same Q rating as Kenneth Faried.
Which is crazy to me because I Kenneth Faried could come in here and punch me in the face. I don't know who Kenneth Faried is.
I mean, I do know him, but like,
I don't follow,
you know.
But
yeah, you know the name. I don't
he
know.
He was like a hot free agent that
he's
1 year.
Dreads,
like,
right?
Yes.
But.
Did, in Denver?
At least, yes.
Okay, so maybe
you know?
I do.
Yeah.
Maybe I know
he's
him.
On the Nets now. I mean, Trout is so interesting to me because it's like, he plays in Anaheim. He's unbelievable, and the story about him now is that he's not like a bigger story, which is kind of a weird dynamic to just. Yeah. Like,
I mean, well, he's the most talked about baseball player right now.
Right.
You know, it's
well,
like
Josh
meta,
Hader,
but it's like you know, yeah. But it's like we are very much talking about.
Right.
It. It's almost like when people say, "Who's the example I was using the other day? Joey Votto." They're like, "He's so underrated." Yeah. It's like all we ever Adrian Beltre. All we ever talk about is how he's underrated. Maybe he's not underrated. If Mike Trout is making headlines now, granted, it's very recently. But we're talking about him all the fucking time. Maybe he's actually well known at this point.
Right. And it's something I've given the MLB shit for over the years. I think I wrote a blog about it 3 years ago or something like that. That he's a terribly marketed athlete because like his most viral tweet ever was him dunking a basketball at a Warriors practice. Like that was like the most. That was
if you get a little taste of the NBA, then you go viral.
Yeah.
Nothing
and
baseball
it was,
related.
But at some point, it stops being on baseball.
Yes.
You know,
that's what I was gonna say. That's
not,
what I was saying at the top of the show.
His thing, any it's now it's like. You can't make a boring guy not be boring.
Correct.
He's just,
and,
he's boring.
He is what he is.
And I still think that, I think Jared and I got in this argument last night, but like baseball as a sport, the way it's played, Mike Trout is up 4 times a game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So he's only playing a percentage of the game where LeBron James is playing
got
46
the ball in his hand
minutes
every
got
single
the ball
possession.
In his hand. Tom Brady's getting the snap every single, like, so I think just the element, like, of baseball, you don't get to see the guy every single play, and he's not involved in every single play. I think it's just baseball. That's
well,
just the way it works.
Yeah, baseball is dying. It's slow. It's boring. The kids, I mean, here there's a direct correlation between popularity and social media. A, Major League Baseball does suck at social media, and B, the youngest people who are very active on social media don't like baseball.
Well, that's also the crazy part is like Rob Manfred criticizing Mike Trout. Hey, Rob Manfred, maybe like don't black out every single game. Don't like, you know what I mean?
Like maybe play ball with social media a little bit, and they'll play ball with Mike Trout.
Right? Let us tweet home runs. Like, well, I can't tweet a Mike Trout home run, and then you're going to tell me that it's Mike Trout's fault? Like,
right. But I do think there is a level of Mike Trout is boring. I think it's a combo of the two.
Yeah,
it is. But it also, like I've talked about how I'll stay up to watch the Warriors play. I love watching the Warriors play because I know Steph's going to be in the game.
Right.
You and know I'm he's not staying you up would, you until would stay midnight. Up for, if you knew that like at midnight there was a Mike Trout at bat,
Let's fix it right now. You know how they have the little doc thing, the doc video on Twitter? Mike Trout at bats.
All the time.
Yeah.
Every time Mike Trout's up, that's
it. It's like when Bonds was chasing the home run record. It was like they'd break in for everything. If you break in for Mike Trout all the time,
Just do it for Trout. Do it for everybody. And also, fuck Mike Trout in the sense of marketing. Fuck, there are so many good athletes to market in the MLB. Javi Baez is so fucking marketable. Yeah. Go use Javi. Use Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
Use, I'm trying to think who else there would be, like, who's a big one. I mean, Aaron Judge, obviously, but he's already big enough.
Mm-hmm.
Lindor's the fucking million-dollar smile.
But the Steph Curry thing is a perfect example. Mike Trout, if you stay up and watch Mike Trout, and he goes 1-for-3 with a walk, a single and a
it's
walk.
It's like, I'm never doing that again.
He had a good night.
Yeah. But you're never, okay. Yeah. I mean, it's the perfect storm of, like, the way the game is played, the way he plays the game, the social media of it all. You can't, it's like a square peg in a round hole. And I'm not even saying Mike Trout's, like, boring.
Well,
like,
he is a little boring.
What do you want him, like...
Yeah,
who in baseball, like Javi Baez is electric the way he plays it. Who other than that is like, that guy is so funny
Bryce
or
Harper
so charismatic.
Bryce Harper with the clown question, bro, and the
baseball fun again. Just more quotes and shit like that. I mean, I would just say that there's very few of those, though.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like we're asking him to be, it's also kind of the same thing. It's like I'm just pretty much like an average
Derek
dude. I can't do certain things the way that like, you know, it's just like.
Sidney Crosby the same way, only Sidney Crosby has championships.
Right. But yeah. Derek Jeter was one of the most boring, like, in terms of media.
Yeah.
Like, he never gave the media.
But that's also, like, what baseball is doing when they blame Mike Trout, they blame the Angels, shit like that. Like, what baseball is largely marketed on is the history of the team.
Right.
Right?
I think LA is a problem. I know you're saying, like, he's in Anaheim
If he was a Dodger, it would be different.
I mean, if he comes home to Philly.
Downside.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying he's in LA.
No. If he's a Dodger, it's not the team. The Yankees, it's the Red Sox, it's the Cubs. Those are the teams with, like, the big players.
If Mike Trout comes home to Philly, he will be a star.
Yes. I'd agree.
If he comes back to Philly, and I do think there is a, even the Dodgers, like, if you're on the East Coast and you play baseball, we're fucking lunatics about it. You know, like LA, even with the Dodgers, is going to be like, yeah,
but
he's
still
good. But
Kershaw, Puig had his big stuff.
Yeah. No doubt. It would help. But I think, like, if you played in, like, the NL or AL East, you're going to get that exposure that you're looking for. Last up, we got this college. I don't know actually which college it is. K Marco was blogging it as we started the rundown. Some college somewhere has banned the term, as you know, because it is a microaggressor. For dumb people who might not know. So when I say to you, as you know, Feidelberg, you might actually be like, I'm dumb. I actually don't know. Why would you assume that I know that?
You can't ban patronizing. I love some good patronizing.
I'm going to talk down to everybody beneath me. And don't you try to stop me.
My only question is this a real, like, I'm sure this is a real story, but is it, what college is it?
Keith.
Bath? T-H? So, like, take a bath?
Yeah. So I don't want to, like...
This is a college doing it for marketing. They're trying to get the
headlines. This is what we find. That's sometimes we idea. Fall in this trap where, one college sends...
It's what? Oh, okay. All right. It's foreign.
Oh, but the British, they love doing this stuff. They ban, I mean, not hate speech, but they ban, like, being mean to people online. They ban it all.
But you know what happens.
I'm moving to England.
Yeah. You know what happens with Twitter, like Donald Trump gets elected and like a viral email of like a student being like, I can't come to class today because I'm mourning.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, damn it, all, they're all pussies.
One person.
Like, there's a pussy. Like there's someone out there who's being a baby and like is a millennial. Like every like stereotype we put for millennials, you can check them off. But for the most part, people are still just regular people.
Yeah, those stereotypes involve everybody.
I thought we were a little bit beyond this. I haven't heard the term microaggressor in like a year. I feel like we kind of moved beyond like this silliness, but I guess not. We're back. Right.
Right.
Oh, we'll never move beyond it.
No, but
oh.
There was no, a hot
I know,
streak.
Social said, media won't last. Once it starts becoming like an episode of Portlandia.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All right, we're obviously making fun of
I don't understand the reference.
Okay. Did you watch Portlandia?
I've never seen Portlandia. I only ever talked to somebody who has seen it.
You don't like Portlandia?
I know the show, but I've never seen it.
It's very fun.
I mean, I actually haven't seen the show, but I understand what you're saying, where it's like when it's become part of like...
They make fun of that whole like culture. Like,
and the fact that it's made it to that. Like, there was a period with like the Melissa Glick professor and shit.
Yeah.
It was like every day there was a protest and a this and a that. It was like every day. Microaggressor and... All those terms came about, virtue signaling and white knighting and all that. It's like,
you're right, we got fatigue, or at least they got fatigue.
And then 99% of college kids are just out there just getting drunk and doing the same thing they always do in college. Mm-hmm. Right. And there's, you know, the 1% that are sending emails and getting microaggressed and having safe spaces. So it's fun to write about and laugh about these people, but I also don't think, like, if you're sitting here being like, man, our culture's really fucked.
Also, who the fuck says as you know? I don't say it that often.
I say, let me explain.
I like
this
to patronize people.
Oh, that's mansplaining.
Yeah.
That's big time microaggressor. Let me explain this to you, idiot.
Yeah.
No, hey, dummy who doesn't know, I'll explain it to you.
Go ahead, Tom.
That was like manspreading when like manspreading and mansplaining were all out.
Oh, yeah.
Frankie got manspread on hard at the.
I could see Frankie just getting like pwned on public trans.
He showed me the pictures for the train down to DC. Dude, the guy next to him sat like this, and he wasn't even like a fat guy. Oh. And Frankie has a picture,
speak up, a bird's eye view,
just like
Jesus, Frankie,
cuddled in the corner.
Tommy, you had something?
Oh, I had a fun fact. University of Bath named Sports University of the Year in 2018.
What do they play in England?
Like the best sports?
Quidditch.
I don't know. Just sports university. So I didn't look into it.
Sports, sports.
On paper or the starting line, our leading sports university is out in front. There you go.
That wasn't that fun.
It was an all. Yeah, it was
surprising.
Yeah. Okay, a surprising fact. How about that? Not a fun fact.
Not really surprising because I don't even know who they're competing against.
Yeah.
I mean, University of the Year. Like, doesn't say just.
It's also weird that you just get like sports.
Sports.
Yes. Yeah. Yay, sports.
We have an after show.
Well, I think we need to work on the fun facts.
It was something I thought.
Where the fuck are my 2 cents? That's my 2 cents.
I have a 2 cents video coming today.
Yeah, today.
Right after this,
I bought him a 2 cent piece from like 1845.
Yeah, saw that. That's dope.
Oh, how much did that run? Yeah,
I ran Barstool like $50.
we're looking for a jeweler. No jeweler is really capable of what we want, apparently.
Oh shit.
So we may have to rethink. We'll have a meeting later.
Tommy has a pair of Air Max 270s designed with like a Tommy 2 cents theme.
They're fire.
They're like copper color.
You just did this on like Nike ID.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like a graphic designer here.
Quigs downstairs did it.
But it's not like really happening yet.
Okay. I was like, Tommy 2 cents is getting fucking Air Max 270 deals.
I need an agent. Yeah. No, I mean,
he has his clothing line. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
fire.
Sorry, really
fire good. With the copper color. Maybe we need to remove your face. That might be a little
heavy. I got some ideas I'm going to
share. No, I think the face is perfect.
Maybe
it's
put
very
the face
creepy.
On the bottom, something like that, a little more subtle.
I want people to put my face on the ground.
What's the 2 cents about today?
Oh, you got these
photos? No spoilers.
You got
no spoilers.
You can't get a little 2 cents.
Tommy got in his photo library.
I got another thing if you want to see. We have a. Taking a picture. There's
going
to be a lot of girls.
Oh!
To be clear, I wanted to preface that.
Tommy, he got bright red and he reached down. Like, you're about to see my dick.
You're about to see my cock.
That's Tommy 2 cents birth control.
Tommy 2 cents birth control?
Oh my God.
What the world? When the world does that mean?
It's better raw, but that's my 2 cents.
Quigs made that as well.
Christ almighty.
So do you not want me to look in your photos?
I mean, there's not going to be anything crazy.
Let's go. I'm just going to go swipe up once. Hard. I'm just going to swipe up hard. I'm not going to stop.
If you guys see Tommy's dick, I'm going to be so jealous. Keep going. One more time.
That was good. All right.
There was nothing.
I just did one hard swipe up. There was nothing. That would have been hilarious if Tommy like had the Hank pose with the Anastasia. All
right.
I can see Tommy doing
that. That is the rundown. I don't want to keep talking about Tommy's dick, so we're good.
Oh, shit. I put this underneath. Whoa.